Welcome everybody to today's podcast, where we are interviewing multiple people. The doctor, a gentlewoman who attends Lady Macbeth, and Lady Macbeth herself. We are currently here in the studio with the gentlewoman. So, who exactly are you in relation to Lady Macbeth?
I am in the upper class, and I work for the Queen, who is now Lady Macbeth. Lately, though, she's been acting rather strange.
Care to explain what you mean?
Well, I've been finding for quite a while now that she's been acting rather strangely. She would take a paper and write on it, saying things all while sleepwalking. She also always keeps a candle by her orders.
Do you find this at all odd?
I do, but I would not repeat anything she said when sleepwalking. I've gotten a glimpse of what she's experiencing, and I would not want to bear it.
Is there any reason why you don't want to talk about it?
I was alone when I first saw it, and even though the doctor was with me once, I don't think many will believe me for what I've heard. It is very likely that they'll take it as an act against the king, so I'd never tell a soul for some time.
All right, and that will be it for our interview. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Now we will talk with the doctor.
Hello.
Now can you tell me what you do?
I'm a medical doctor, and I was told by Lady Macbeth's gentlewoman to see if I could do anything about Lady Macbeth's sleepwalking.
And how did that go?
I initially was skeptical, but I soon saw what she was talking about. Lady Macbeth was indeed talking while sleeping, even though she had her eyes open.
Were you able to come to any conclusions from what you saw?
I overheard Lady Macbeth talking about blood being on her hands, even though she clearly didn't. She also mentioned the Thane of Fife and Banquo, who happened to both be dead. What she's going through is not something that I'm able to work with. She seems to be guilty from her own actions and is being driven mad. Lady Macbeth is experiencing something that only God can heal. I am not capable of cleansing her of a heavy heart.
How do you feel about what Lady Macbeth is going through?
I've predicted that she may hurt herself. Her mind is infected with guilt and madness. I feel that she's exemplifying some of the supernatural acts and evil that has been going around lately, but I would not express myself further.
That's pretty interesting. Well, we should move on. Thank you for coming, Doctor.
Thank you.
Now we will talk with Lady Macbeth on what she was experiencing during the event.
Oh, hello.
Before I cut to the chase, I must ask you a few groundwork questions. You are married to Macbeth, making you queen. Is that so?
Yes, it is.
How is that working out for you?
It's been nice with the servants I receive and the sense of power, but it's come with a cost.
Would you like to explain to us why that is?
When Macbeth first suggested the prophecy of him becoming king, I looked at the benefits. Both of us would become royalty, and we would gain a significant amount of power. I suggested that Macbeth kill Duncan, something I cannot forget to this day.
Is that the extent of the toll it bores on you?
Oh dear no. I've caused Macbeth to be very determined to fulfill his prophecy, even if that requires him to kill Banquo and the families of others. I am unable to control him at this point, which hurts me even more.
Could this be the cause of your sleepwalking?
I don't remember all of it, but I'll try. I was feeling a tremendous amount of guilt ever since Duncan's death, and I suppose that led my subconscious, not just my conscious mind, to try to even it out. I was apparently sleepwalking and talking to Macbeth about how what was done is done. Banquo was dead and could not come back.
Does this mean that you were also guilty for the deaths of the people that you took no part in?
That's just it, though. I did take part in it, since I put them on this path. I may not have directly killed them, but my subconscious will continue to believe that I have.
Whoa. What were you seeing while you were sleepwalking?
Oh yes. I seem to have been imagining my hands being covered with Duncan's blood. No matter how hard I tried to wash them, they couldn't be cleaned. I could not rid myself of the idea that I essentially killed the king. I even insisted to hold a candle as if it would shield me from the darkness and demons.
Do you think, from what you have been showing, that the gentlewoman and the doctor, who were there once when you were sleepwalking, have figured out something that you have been trying to keep a secret?
That's what I fear. Even though Banquo and Macduff's family are dead, there's still a chance for Macbeth to lose the throne. I have a loyalty for Macbeth, and with me unconsciously talking about my secrets, I may be jeopardizing that. The gentlewoman wouldn't act against the queen, but a doctor may consider such a thing, but I'm uncertain.
Fascinating. But we must finish our podcast here. Thank you, Lady Macbeth, for coming here and revealing some of your thoughts to us.
Indeed.
And that will be the end of our podcast. I hope you all have a very nice day, and goodbye.